Notice what the Bible says, judge not that you be not judged. Now, it's not talking about the fact that we're not allowed to judge. There's many verses in the Bible that teach us and tell us that we ought to judge. Judge righteously is what the Bible says. But it says, judge not that ye be not judged when you're the one living in sin. Look at verse 2. For with what judgment ye judge, David, ye shall be judged. And with what measures ye meet, David, it shall be measured to you again. How hard you want to come down on someone, David, is how hard God's going to come down on you. Look at verse 3. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thine brother's eye, David? Why are you looking at the guy in the story, David, who has a stealing problem and he has a mote in his eye, but considers not the beam that is in thine own eye, David? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite. First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. See, the problem is not casting out the mote out of your brother's eye. The problem is trying to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye while you've got a beam in your own eye. And he says, if you remove the beam, if you take care of the problem, then you can go and help your brother with the mote. But while you're dealing with a big beam of adultery, David, while you're dealing with a big beam of murder, David, maybe you ought not be casting judgment upon other people, because with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. Again, go back to 2 Samuel chapter 12. We see the convicted conscience of David, a guilty conscience. And listen to me, whenever you're coming down real hard on someone, and usually it's when it's not even your place of authority, you know, it's not, you're just judging someone else's spouse, or judging someone else's child, or judging someone else's ministry. You ought to be careful, and you ought to step back and say, am I doing this because of hidden sin in my own heart, a guilty conscience that I'm dealing with, and this is where that reflection is coming from? Because here we see David very self-righteous while living in sin. But I want you to notice the despised deity. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 12. Look at verse 8. Notice what God says. God says, you despise me. God says this. Look at 2 Samuel 12, verse 8. And I, now this is God speaking through Nathan. Notice he says, and I gave thee thy master's house. God is, and you're going to see by the next couple of verses here, that God's heart is broken. And you need to understand, our sin is not just a sin against men, it's a sin against God. And David acknowledges that. But our sin breaks the heart of God. God is not just up there, just away, and doesn't have emotions or feelings. Notice what God says to David in verse 8 through Nathan. He says, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee, this is God speaking, the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, he says, if that wasn't enough, he says, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. God says, David, I gave you everything. I gave you everything that you have. I would have given you more, but you were not satisfied with what, don't miss this. He says, you were not satisfied with what God gave you, and you wanted to have something that wasn't yours to have. You weren't content, David. Remember that? Look at verse 9. Wherefore? Notice what God says. Hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord? God said, you despise my word. God said, you despise my commandment. God said, you despise who I am to do evil in thy sight. Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite. And people would say, well, he didn't kill him. He just had him put to death. But the Bible is teaching us here that conspiring to kill is the same as killing. See, today we say, if I have an abortion, I didn't commit the murder as a doctor. No, if you took part in that whole event happening, that's murder. Amen. If you hire a hitman to kill your spouse, you are a murderer by God's standards. And here, God says to David, he said, thou despise the commandments of the Lord to do evil in his sight. Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife. And he says, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. He said, I know you didn't physically do it, David, but you conspired to do it, and it's placed on the shoulders of David. So here's the first thing we see in the passage. We see a rebuked sinner. And we see this, that sin has to be confronted. We cannot just allow sin to go unchecked. And the reason you come to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church is so that we can say, thus saith the Lord God, and we can say, you are the man, thou art the man, you've got the problem, you've got the sin in your life, and we can correct it. That's why we come to a church. And by the way, let me say this. The less and less you come to a church like this, the more you will live in sin. Amen. The reason you need, you say, why do I need to come to church Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night? Because you sin a lot. Because you do a lot of stupid things. Because you make a lot of bad decisions. And you need somebody to stand up and say, thus saith the Lord God, this is what you ought to be doing. This is how you ought to be doing it. These are the things you ought to be doing in your life. Get that out of your life. That's what we need. That's what we all need.